This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, the 23rd day of February. How you doing so far this morning, man? You all right?
Doing good, man. You back in the mix.
I feel like this song reminds me of my Aunt Jessie. Not Jessie, my Aunt Jessie lived on the... She lived over there in Gumbel side of town of Chicago.
Okay.
On that near south side. In fact, where Jessie lived...
Okay.
Jesse and them and Obama and all them. By Aunt Jesse, who lived over there, and this song reminds me of her. Just don't know why. Listen, we got to bring a guest on here. And what were we talking about a second ago? This would be a good question to ask him right off the top. And that would be our own Tim Scarborough.
Tim Scarborough.
You were talking about the transfer portal. It was something that was on your mind?
Yeah, just welcome in, Tim.
Hey, morning, Tim.
You know,
hey guys, good morning.
We talk about the transfer portal, and we can talk about it a lot as we get to tournament time and head for March Madness and the difference and the impact that it makes and how players just go back and forth different places. I was working in broadcast yesterday for Georgia State Women, and it was senior day. And one of the seniors on the team, I go ahead and say Mahogany Matthews, everybody was there. She's one of the top shot blockers in the country. After the game, they bring the players out, each one who's a senior, bring them out and present them with their jersey, and they come up with their family members and whatnot. And she played at Marshall, and already graduated from Marshall. She transferred to Georgia State as a graduate student to play this season here. But it just so happened on senior day with Georgia State, they were playing against Marshall. And so she walks out there with her, and you know, Tim, how emotional this day can be as a player.
Oh, yeah.
Playing your last home game. And so she already is dealing with that. And then after the game, the members of the team from Marshall who were there with her, who, you know, stayed and sat on the bench and waited for her to come out. And so she looks up and she sees her former teammates who were there on this day, and she just burst into tears. I mean,
wow.
You know what I mean? And we talk about the transfer portal and how it seems so no feeling and no heart, and people just go from school to school. And I said, look at this. You know what I mean? The fact that they thought enough of her to know it was a special day for her, they sat on that bench and waited for her to come out, and then they all got around her, and they took a picture with her along with her family too.
That's an amazing story.
I thought it's pretty cool. In this day and age, we talk about how the transfer portal, people just don't care, just chasing money bags and whatnot.
But that's mostly men.
There's money for the ladies
there
out there,
isn't, but they ain't like the same for men. Let's be honest.
But I'm just – they can move around, though. That's the other thing.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. I think what you're saying is the team-building aspect of it is more prevalent on the women's side than it is on the men.
I'm not saying that. This is for anybody. This is for anybody that can go through a situation like this and look and see the people you used to be with on a special day and trigger emotion. That's all. It's not saying it's something that would happen. I think some guys might feel that way if they played 3-4 years with a group of guys and you happen to be playing them on a day when you're being acknowledged.
And I'm saying I don't know that would happen. That's the only point I'm saying. I don't know that it would happen.
Let's ask somebody who walked it. Tim, I mean, how would that make you feel?
I think I'd be.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think I'd be in my field, so I'd be honest. But let's take this example on the men's side. If Jani Broom at Auburn, if his last game was against Morehead, where he used to play, I kind of feel like that program and the players in that program have a little kinship with him and probably want him to do well. And, you know, he's a leading person, maybe even in front of Cooper Flagg for player of the year. So, you know, in those kinds of situations, when the person's doing well and they're making you proud, you know, I hate to take this to football, but I know I'm in Alabama a lot and people love Jalen Hurts. He didn't graduate from Alabama, though. He graduated from Oklahoma.
Right.
But because he's doing so well now, everyone wants to claim
him. They want to claim him, yeah.
Yeah. So some of that is, you know, when people have success, you know, people tend to glom on you and gather around you. So. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying, Sam. It is an emotional situation. And you're also thinking about, wow, you know, I played my years of college basketball. They went fast.
Yeah.
And now here, and it's basically over at this point.
Yeah.
So,
see, this is what's happening with Tim now because he's working with Charlie Neal. So people come up to him. They glom to him now, right?
Say,
oh, you've been around Charlie Neal, so you must be important.
Yeah, you know, I travel in these SWAC and MEAC and CIAA circles now, and people actually recognize me a little bit.
Interesting week. You know, I just came down on Coach Gates out of Missouri because he told the fans not to storm the floor after they got that big win over Alabama this week. The SEC is still, you know, just amazing to watch what's happening for the schools there and how they – really dominate the news cycle when you talk about college basketball and looking forward to the month of March.
It's extraordinary, man. I mean, you know, I said a couple of weeks ago, a guy, Joe Lenardi, had 14 teams in from the SEC of the 16. He has since amended that a little bit. And unfortunately for your listeners, Georgia is one of those teams that right now is on the bubble. And, you know, they had a really tough game yesterday. I feel like they'd be able to play their way back into it. And, of course, a lot will depend on how they play in the SEC tournament. So that's the thing about majors. You get so many opportunities to take the court and control your destiny. So, you know, maybe Mike White can get them going once again and get them to be the 13th or 14th team from the SEC into the NCAA tournament.
We'll The funny thing is when you talk about the SEC and you talk about the top 10, you got five teams from the SEC in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the next 10, and you have six Big Ten teams. And once tournament time hits, all of this stuff is just conversation. right? Because you don't know what's going to happen. You had Michigan State beating Michigan, who, and they were vying for the Big Ten title this past week. But my point for getting to all this is, as we look at these conferences, and at the end of the day, sitting there at number three is a team that's enjoying all this conversation about this conference is stepping up and that conference is stepping up. But at the end of the day, he knows where I'm going. Tim knows where I'm going. Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, the blue blood may rise up and shut everybody up again, and that's Duke.
Yeah.
Man, I know you're talking about those Duke Blue Devils.
Yep.
And, wow, they're you know, Madison Square Garden is like their second home. Coach K always takes his team, used to take his team up there. And now, you know, John Shire is continuing that tradition. And they just play well there. I mean, they scored 110 points last night. 110. And Cooper Flagg only had 16 of them. So if you're looking at Duke's scoreboard and you're looking at their record and you think, oh, Cooper Flagg is dominating, he kind of is, but everybody's getting involved. I mean, it's not just him. They are loaded with talent. And, you know, Auburn and Duke, to me, are on a collision course. But you know how NCAA tournament goes. Anybody can beat you at any time, no matter how good you're playing. But I think those two teams are head and shoulders above everybody in this country.
Boy, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Tim Scarborough. He is social. You can find him at TimScar20 at TimScar20. Always keeping an eye on all things college basketball. Who are you seeing? You know, I've noticed in Georgia State, I think they've won six of their last eight right now. Kennesaw State has had their moments, but they suffered a tough setback in New Mexico State. You got your folks, Liberty, they got 22 wins already. But, you know that Conference USA, all this SEC going to rule out the chance of a conference like that possibly getting a second team into the tournament?
You know, history tells us that there's probably going to be just one team out of the Conference USA. And I really hope it's the Liberty Flames, of course, my alma mater. I'm actually in Lynchburg right now. I was with the Liberty Flames, and they played FIU yesterday. Didn't play really well, but they still won by 13 points. So they are just a really good team. They defend. They only gave up 45 points yesterday. And you watched a lot of college basketball, I'm sure, yesterday. These teams score points. Everybody's put – it was it. Duke had 110. So, you know, the whole Division I team, 45 points, that is really saying something. But Virginia in the past with Tony Bennett, North Texas in the past with Grant McCaslin, who is now at Texas Tech, and of course Liberty, those three teams have always been kind of, for the last maybe 7 or 8 years now, really, really good on defense and hard to score on. So, but the Flames look good. But for mid-majors, man, I like the story that's going on at Drake. Drake has a new coach. He was a Division II national champion. He's won four of the last seven. And he comes in, takes that job, and brings, like, his whole team from last year with him. And Drake is one of the top teams in the country, man. I think they've lost one conference game this whole season. And preseason, they were, like, 12 or 13-0. So, you know, Drake is a team that I would watch out for in the tournament. You know, when you think about basketball from a coach's perspective or a player or even an announcer, myself, having all three of those hats on, I look at a team like Drake in the NCAA tournament. You think of Fairleigh Dickinson, you think of UMBC, mm-hmm. you think of some of those teams. The thing that those all have in common is they have a bunch of seniors, and a bunch of guys who play together, and cohesiveness sometimes can trump athleticism and even talent. If you're cohesive and five guys on the floor always doing the same thing with each other, that connectivity translates into wins. And that's what you see with teams like Drake. And that's why every year the NCAA tournament is so much fun, because those cohesive, unknown teams will beat your household name teams on many occasions, the way it's been going the last 30 years.
It's Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, I got two things for you. One is I'd like you to do a service for Sam and I, and since you keep bringing up Drake, next time you're at one of their home games, would you let us know if they're playing any Kendrick Lamar in the stadium? I just wonder if the blueprint is in place and they're not going to do anything with it. You notice as college football – in other college sports, they evolve and things have happened. But the tournament has been, other than going from 64 to those extra play-in games, it's been like the Statue of Liberty. It's been there forever, and nobody's messing with it. Is there anything that you'd like to see tweaked with it, or is it just, it's cool for now, it's fine for now, we won't say perfection, but it's just about as good as it's going to get?
Listen, I say it ain't broke, man. I would not touch it. But having said that, it will be changed. It will be tweaked. So John Rothstein is a guy on, he's a nationally known college basketball analyst. He's on CBS, and he's always tweeting like, "Dear NCAA, please do not touch the NCAA tournament. Sign America, right? we want to see that stay pure." And they're talking about as many as 100 teams. In the NCAA tournament, there's been a lot of different numbers thrown out there. But the 68 seems to work, man. I really do like. Now, I understand there's 360-plus Division I teams now. But that's what makes the NCAA even more valuable to me, the tournament, because only 68 of those teams are going to make it. I advocate for the mid-majors and the smaller schools. So, of course, I want to see more. I don't want to see 14 SEC teams or even 12.
Yeah.
But that's the reality of what we're living in. And if you expand the tournament, guess what? They're still going to take all of those power five teams. They're not going to get you any more mid-major. So from my perspective, I'd like to see it stay the same, Greg.
Yeah, I exactly feel the same way with you. I really do. That makes the tournament fun, makes it interesting. And it rewards those players who stay together over a longer period of time. And so that's what you look for when the tournament time is coming along. Tim, we always appreciate you spending some time with us on this Sunday morning.
Yeah, man.
The calendar's about to go from February to March, so it's about to get really good, right?
All right, don't big time us now. We're going to need you in March, too. All right.
I'm actually going to be around in Atlanta. I'm covering the SWAC postseason tournament.
SWAC tournament.
Year.
Down at Gateway. Yeah. You going to be down at Gateway?
Yeah, be down at Gateway all week. I have a game, at least one game every day from 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, and I think the championship is the 15th. So that's when they bring in the varsity announcers.
That's all right. We get them down to the Dwarf House.
Yeah, we're right there. I got some places to hang out down on the south on Virginia Avenue. Those places. We'll talk.
We're going.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Greg.
Yes.
Bring Greg. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, bring me. I appreciate it. All right, Scarborough. I tell you kids today. Listen, man, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you as always, Tim.
All right, fellas. Later, man.
There you go. Tim Scarborough joining us here.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.